Spring is here. Actually, I'm not so sure about that, because it's still quite cold outside. Anyway, it's time to say goodbye to our winter laziness for a fresh and energetic daily walk. Hello, I am Anna Maria. How's everything? This is Step by Step in Action, my passion for walking from different perspectives. Are you here for the first time? If you enjoy walking with me, please subscribe and leave your feedback. Why step by step? Years ago, I took a strong decision. My commitment for walking every day, at least 1 hour, 1 hour and 15 minutes, 10, 15,000 steps each morning, and practice a foreign language as English, for example, listening to podcasts, audiobooks, enjoyable for me, while walking. Step by step is a sort of result of that steady walking and listening to people speaking English or other foreign languages all the time. During these days, I'm walking with Spanish and French into my ears. Who knows, maybe one of the next step-by-step episodes will be in those languages. I'm joking. I have to walk and listen a lot before to do that. The good news is that walking is more powerful than we realize. It's a very easy activity that can become a healthy habit for everyone at every age, but at the same time, it's an excellent way to be more focused on something interesting for you. It may be any subject, any activity you want to know, improve, and master better and better. Simple, effective way to exercise. One foot in front of the other. Exercise and learning without a big effort. Even so, following the same routine every single day can become boring. Yes, it's possible. If this is the case, you can try different paths and new places to discover. I usually walk along the beach because I love to start my day seeing the sun rising over the sea early in the morning, smelling the saltiness in the air, walking and playing with my dogs. Now and then, I change my pace and landscape too, because I need also walking among trees, wild flowers, different green environments, and I can challenge myself by tackling more difficult uphill routes. In fact, many of the very best walks of my life have been hiking on the mountain. One of the most crystal clear benefits of mountain climbing is that it provides you with clean, fresh air and a full body workout. I don't like too much those trails that never end before reaching the top, because it's really hard sometimes walking there, but in the end, it can give a great sense of achievement. You get that eventually you can reach the top point, your goal, simply by taking it step by step, and that after one difficult, tough, perhaps unexpected physical challenge, you can relax, taking deep breaths in front of an astonishing view that suddenly opens up to your eyes. We live in a mentally demanding world, unfortunately. So it's not a surprise that getting out into nature, even for just one day, and focus on activities like hiking or climbing will help to keep at least our stress levels low and lead to better sleep. Walking in the forest has always a calming, restorative effect on my mind. And a night stroll in a small mountain village with nobody around you before going to bed can be an amazing, stress-free, relaxing experience. You look at the deep, dark sky and the stars above seem so close to you that you have the impression you could touch them. There's something that makes you see the world differently. You feel the connection with nature in a profound and extraordinary way. The pace of life is lower there, and you appreciate your steps more and more. Why do I love walking? A new day can surprise you with new emotions, new sounds, talking if only to yourself, and letting your mind wander without limits. How about you? What does walking mean for you? Thank you for your time with me. Have a great day. See you. Bye.